Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. On this last Sunday of Advent, some of you might feel desperate because you still need to do some Christmas shopping somehow. In this story that I'm about to share, this child is desperate. The kid kneels by his bed and prays. Dear Jesus, I am desperate for an Xbox. I will be good for 1 week if you give me an Xbox. Then he thinks 1 week is too long. So he prays, Dear Jesus, I will be good for 3 days if you give me an Xbox. Once again, it feels too long, but he is desperate. At that same moment, his mother yells upstairs that he should be putting away his toys before he goes to bed. Looking around the room at the mess on his floor, he notices the statue of the Blessed Mother Mary sitting on his dresser. He gets up, goes to the dresser, carefully takes the statue of the Blessed Mother Mary and puts it in the drawer of his chest, goes back and kneels down and prays. Dear Jesus, if you ever want to see your mother again, sometimes we can hold Jesus hostage in prayer. Sometimes the way we pray is so desperate, and our prayers are so specific, they have a controlling edge, making sure God knows exactly what we prefer, as if God is stuck in a drawer. In today's gospel, we hear, God would enter human history through the trusting attitude of a teenage girl named Mary. This young teenager heard words from an angel, favored one. And we heard she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting that might be. I'm struck that the text does not offer that Mary was in awe or even fearful when the angel appeared. It seems it is not the angel's appearance that perplexes her. It's what the angel says. Was Mary accustomed to seeing angels? Is that why she was not afraid? Some people I know do have a far more immediate, visceral sense of the presence of the divine than I usually do. And maybe Mary was like that also. My neighbor Melinda told me that last Sunday evening, her dad of 96 years died that morning. The night before, she was with him in his room at a boarding care in San Pedro. While Melinda sat there holding her dad's hand, her dad not able to communicate anymore, she told me she stared at a framed picture of a grandfather she had never met. As she sat there in silence, Melinda said she felt an unusual presence and sensed her grandfather. She said at the same time she felt the hand of her brother on her shoulder, and he had died 2 years ago. Then she said she felt a comforting presence of angels filling her dad's room. Melinda is a lawyer who lived and worked in Santa Fe until 5 years ago when she came to help her mom before her mom passed away. After her mom's passing, Melinda stayed to support her dad. In these past 5 years, Melinda said her God relationship completely changed and grew from nothing to something. God became real, immediate, and so present, especially in nature. God became her deepest comfort and strength. God is always present, faithful, and available. In fact, in this gospel, we hear, with God, nothing is impossible. Mary heard those very words at the time of this profound visitation. Were they the words that empowered her to live out her purpose, her role in human history? In this miracle moment, Mary allowed her will to serve God's will. The Holy Spirit would come upon her. The Son of God would be born through her. For nothing is impossible with God. And in that grace, she said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word." But I think how different our lives would be if Mary had come back with, "No, I would rather not." I'm afraid in my life there have been a few I would rather not. But I've often said yes, dragging my feet, giving in, finally allowing God to push me in the direction of the bigger picture. Yet maybe Mary was terrified, since we hear the angel Gabriel try to reassure her, "Do not be afraid, Mary." So through her yes, she entered the pivotal drama of God's salvation history. Hold on to that. Don't be afraid to say yes to God. So this Advent might be a good time to think about your role in the divine drama. You are here for a reason. Your life has purpose and meaning, no matter how small or isolated or alone or empty you might feel. We have all said yes at some point in our own faith journeys to God, or you would not be listening right now. And God comes to us uniquely, like God did with Mary. Yet Mary's faith did not balk at the ridiculous, or the unbelievable, or the scary. But she asked a key question. How can this be? How many times have you said, "How can this be happening?" The answer Mary received was the most profound of all time. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God. Oh my, what kind of scary answer was that? God's Spirit would fulfill what was being asked of her. And God will fulfill what's being asked of you and me. So let it be enough to put one foot in front of the other, walking forward in this strange and frightening time. The only way out is through it. Why not engage rather than endure? And as you go forward, God's love and power will support your yes to life, such as it is. For we are a part of the drama of God's story unfolding in every generation. God will provide the grace you need. And God has provided the angels that you need to guard you and guide you. And so with Mary, I have been praying the following for 40 years. Become through me what you have desired me to be for all eternity. May you not be afraid to pray that. Become through me what you have desired me to be for all eternity. Amen.